Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, one of the things we're doing is we're taking a look at where we've been. And the reason we're doing it is it's twofold, really. You know, we're looking at a 1-5 anniversary and a 1-0 anniversary. And 1-5 is 15 years. The other one is 10 years. And 10 years is for Transformation Talk Radio. And so one of the things that I found that was super important for us to do as we kick it up in 2020 is to really take a look at what has made the network what it is today. And maybe it has something to do with the fabulous team I get to work with, but it has more to do with the fabulous host that showed up 10 years ago. And some of them, the other day, you got to hear from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, who not only was one of the first people I ever had on the show, but she was on the first show or second show I did like mid-2003 before there was a show. But today, it is really looking at and diving a little bit deeper into what keeps that Energizer Bunny ticking, rocking it. You know, what is it every time you see that strange commercial with that crazy bunny, you put a smile on your face and somehow inside of you, you're thinking, I want to be like that dude. And I'm not sure if it's a dude or a dudette. And thank you, Energizer, for not making us choose that. But more importantly, what is it about our living? What is it about 2020? And so one of the things that I love doing is taking a step back and visiting with some of the people that have been out in the world, that have gone through the sludge of it, that have emerged outside of it with these high mutters on, just to say, we are living in a new dimension. We're living in a new day. And Dr. Jen Royster is one of those people. When I flip back to a bunch of years ago, she's one of the people that I point to who signed up, showed up, suited up, and said, yeah, I've got something to say. Today, she still has something to say. When we talk about 5D, she's going to take us on a journey as to what that means. If you don't know who she is, you certainly can listen to her show. But more importantly, she's known worldwide as an intuitive spiritual counselor, teacher, energy healer. And more importantly, when she taps in to the messages from angels above, sideways, all over, the message that's brought forth is one of epic international global transformation. Today, she is going to take us on the high diving board so we can pop ourselves up and dive deep into the fifth dimension. Wow. Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi. Oh, wow. What an intro. And I was trying not to tear up because it meant a lot to me. You were taking me on a journey and reminding me of where we've been in the last decade. And I've been doing the show for 10 years. I think I've been with Transformation Talk Radio most of that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's been a decade and I have learned, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I've learned more than I'm trying to share, but I share what I'm learning and I share the journey as I'm figuring it out. Because I would think right now in today's world, everybody feels like we feel like we're just in such new ground, unknown territory, And we're all trying to figure it out. Even the people that are the teachers and the light bearers and everything else, we're all just trying to, you know, figure it out as we go. And that's part of the journey. That's part of the adventure.
Yeah, I think
this life now on Earth.
I think one of the things you talked about, and I don't remember which show it was, but I remember hearing something you said that was pretty much on the level of what the way I live my life. And that is, we don't even know what we don't know, but fasten your seatbelt in 2020, right?
Yes. Yes.
Planetary alignment, Uranus, Sagittarius and Capricorn, you know, all of that, you know, a fabulous new moon that happened, the energy of the eclipse for 6 months. But I don't think any of us actually knew what that really meant. I mean, no. Oh my God, like, what is it? The Mm-mm. first week in January already? And I'm looking at the headline saying, what planet am I on?
It's unfolding. I mean, you can see it, you know, in the news and in what's happening. And then it's also on an individual level. And one of the things that I really was excited about doing this show with you today about was because we have choices in those dimensions now. 3D would be looking at all the events happening, all this unknown, all this alignment. And fear kicks in and we're scared of what's to come. We don't know, oh my gosh, what? And immediately you're thinking the worst case scenario. And you start making decisions out of a fear. And 5D looks at the same experiences completely different. And in a result, you experience something different.
Yeah. So, and that's why you're talking about it today, right? Because we have choices we don't know we have, right?
Yes. And just the dimensions are a state of consciousness. So you have right now available on Earth, you have 3D, 4D, and 5D. And a lot of people are going in and out of all three. So, and you're like, well, which one am I in? By the way you're seeing the world and the perspective and how you're responding to it will give you a good indication. And I can kind of explain a little bit briefly about what would it feel like in 3D, 4D, 5D, so you understand where you might be.
Please.
It's perfectly normal to be going back and forth. For example, in 3D, let me get this. I got so many notes up right here because I want to make sure I didn't forget something.
I love that. I like that you show up prepared.
Oh,
I love that.
I prepare a lot.
I know you do. So, I've known you for 10 years.
I don't necessarily go scripted. I'm speaking freely, but I have my points so I won't forget. Now, 3D consciousness, like I said, you're really focusing on 3D is what you're going to be familiar with. You're focusing on a physical state. Everything's about, you know, your identification is your job, you know, how much money you have, what the house is, your physical appearance. It's very on the surface, physical. A lot of 3D, that's that perspective. And then you can have joy in 3D, but you can also feel pain and those deeper emotions a little bit more, where they're a little bit more difficult to handle. That's where the higher dimensions help you. 4D, there's a couple of things that are interesting with 4D. 4D is more of a gateway to the fifth. It's the transitional dimension. You start becoming aware that you don't want to just stay on the surface. You feel like you want to understand things deeper. You start questioning the way you've always done it or the way you were taught to believe or all of the above or just your whole approach. You start wanting to change and improve your health, whether it's your diet, meditation, things like that. You just start wanting more. That's 4D because you really don't know what it is you want, and you just know you want something different.
Yeah.
This is where some of those spiritual ascension symptoms or signs start to pop up, and you'll feel like you're bouncing back and forth between 3 and 4 a lot because you're like, well, why do I feel more sensitive when I eat something I've always eaten? This is a really good example.
Yes, it
you
is.
You always ate something like meat. I'm completely 100% plant-based and organic, non-GMO, the whole bit. never felt better in my life. But I didn't start off that way. And you start to just, you can't eat that same thing. It just, your body is rejecting it. That's like, because your body is an antenna from the soul giving you messages like, you know, it's time to change something. This is, it teaches you how to learn to your, listen to your intuition and what's coming from within. So that's 40. 40 will go back and forth like that. You're just really ready for something else. And 5D, just so I make sure I explain the three, 5D is where now it's really hard to go back to 3D. And when you feel like you've gone back to 3D, you don't want to be there for very long. Your tolerance level for things you used to tolerate, let's use, for example, people pleasing or being afraid of what somebody thinks. That's more of a physical like identity for you. You don't care anymore in 5D. It doesn't matter. You're ready to be in a different space. There's a lot more freedom in that. Your consciousness is now starting to understand we're all connected and I don't need to be upset about what they're choosing. I need to be focused on what I'm choosing here. And it's more of an allowance for everybody to be and feel different, but have a respect for it. If you look at the world today, you're seeing a lot of that going back and forth because there's some people going to be on different levels. There's not one dimension that's right or wrong. It's just where you are in your journey. But when you're in 5D, there's more of a respect and honor and we're more equalized. It's more balanced as far as I'm right, you're wrong, that's 3D. You don't feel like that. There's not really a right or wrong in 5D. There's a lot more joy and happiness and being at peace with who you are. Emotions, like we were talking about, are a lot easier to handle, even the tough stuff, than they were in 3D. Yeah, so that's kind of a little quick explanation.
Well, you know, here is the thing I love about this. And a friend of mine sent me an article. And one of the things I love is that, you know, when you look at the world, right? And now you go into a movie theater and you're starting to get information about the kinds of movies and the kinds of viewings. Everybody thought 3D was a thing, like a phenomenon, right? Remember when it was first introduced, right? Now, what we're saying, which is parallel to what you're describing, and I want to talk more about it when we come back, is what you're saying is that we've entered into the realm of a new virtual reality. You know, we've entered into a realm that makes so things real in multidimensional aspects and energy and viewing that the adjustment we have to make between having one foot in one and one in the other is, for many people, it's daunting. And one of the things that I want to talk to you about when we come back is that there is a level of discomfort that emerges when we have our foot in a dimension where the dimension does not want us to be anymore. And I want to talk to you about that when we come back. Because as we think about this and we look at our lives and we look at the changing world, there's a part of who we are that's calling us to move out. You know, and these are the things we're seeing. A friend of mine sent me an article today and said, you know what? People are not getting their voices heard, Pat. In the world we live in, there are so many voices, they're not getting their voices heard. So they're taking out billboards, old school, right? Two-dimensional billboards. When we come back, I want to talk with you about how do we change it up? And is there ever a time where we have to step back to a different dimension to raise the bar on who we are meant to be? That level of spiritual awakening. Let's take a short break. Guess who's in the house? Dr. Jen Royster. When we come back, we're going to be looking at the preparation that's required for us to clearly ride the wave of what's happening energetically and planetarily. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms. It's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, and loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power at work, home, and play. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Very special guest in the house right now, Dr. Jen Royster. And I want to take a moment, Jen. First of all, let's talk about your radio show. Let folks know about that. But also, how do people find out more about you? How do they work with you? And tell us a little bit about how that work has evolved in a 10-year period that I've known you.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, jenroyster.com is the website, J-E-N-N-R-O-Y-S-T-E-R. We are evolved now to where we're, you know, we're video live streaming too. I've started bringing more of esoteric astrology into the show with angel readings and guidance, because all the things that we're experiencing right now with all the shift, and it's been building up, and like we are, like you were talking earlier in January, so intense. But over the last several years, I've just been following it and I'm seeing a synchronicity. So I would look at the astrology and the alignment, and everybody's just doing educated guesses, but there's some, you know, professional astrologers that are really, you know, putting a lot of work into that. So admirable work. Numerology too. Yeah. I was following numerology because I'm certified in numerology now because it was so fascinating. But I started taking that, and instead of doing individual private sessions so much, I started to create a group. I call it the Angel Retreat Group. We have a membership that is more people that want a little bit more. They're mainly following the show, but we go in there and we do a lot more live Q&As, and we just get down into it deep. We're working as a group, as a community together, because as we move into the number two energy, it's more about a community. It's more about working and partnering. And what I found interesting is we're in 2020 and all of this alignment coming in, which I'm going to talk about on my show tomorrow. My show is every Thursday at 11 on Transformation Talk Radio. And it's interesting because those two Saturn and Pluto aligning 2 days behind the full moon lunar eclipse, which is really intense,
yep,
is all on the 22 degree. So there's all these twos.
Wow.
It's like two, 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 two. The more you have, the more intense the energy is when you're looking at it from numerology. And I went, that is a lot of twos. That's all. And what was interesting was it happened in December on the 12-12 at 12:12 a.m. Eastern.
Wow.
We had one. In November, we had an 11-11-11-11-11. And I went, okay, that's happening a lot, really happening a lot. And so I'm paying attention to the energy of a number, because everything is with energy healing has an energy to it. Numbers, words, your thoughts, you know, everything. I also was watching, I've kind of got my scientific research cap on a lot lately. In addition to the esoteric, I've been paying attention to the Schumann resonance, which is something that is a scientific thing where they measure the electromagnetic field of the earth. It's been spiking like crazy. It's not staying low. An electromagnetic field around the earth, to me, if it's spiking like that, and we have electromagnetic fields around us and everything does, it's going to affect it. Just like, and the moon, yeah, cycles affect people more than others. But if you are starting to feel like, I never paid attention to that, now all of a sudden I'm feeling more emotions, or I'm feeling things more, I'm noticing a lot of heart chakras are opening up. People that never felt or felt like they had that stuff down or detached, now they're feeling. That would be a spiritual awakening sign and symptom that you're growing and moving on up.
Yeah.
Because in order to be in 5D, the heart is completely open, connected. You're making heart-based choices, things like that we've been talking about for years. A lot of the things we've been talking about have been to prepare us for where we are. So to answer your question, I've been bringing in other tools. And then I'm saying, and then every week before my show, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm seeing lining up. And I go into meditation and I ask the angels for that guidance. My connection with them is stronger. The more you ascend, the more you do connect, it's easier. So that veil feels to be thinning. But I'm just like, okay, when you're looking at stuff like what's coming up in January and it's looking a little bit scary, angels, they always show us like, okay, that's scary, but look at this. Why don't we handle it this way? Or here's a suggestion for you. They don't come in and do it for you. They come in and they guide you and they keep you, they show you that perspective like, yeah, you know, there's another perspective to this you might be missing. So the dimensions give us more options to see something from different perspectives. And like when you were talking about earlier with 3D, 4D, 5D, all that,
yeah,
2D, when you're going into 5, you're bringing in more dimensions to it. It's not just this physical 3D. Now you've brought in emotions and the mind, that you've adjusted the beliefs to handle the higher frequency. Our bodies are physically going through a lot. A lot of people have had all kinds of stuff going,
yeah,
on physically.
Yeah.
They have true things that need medical attention. And then there's things that they can't figure out why. Probably energy trying to move through. It's like birthing blobs of dense energy that need to purge out.
Yeah.
So
but
there's
don't you
things
find that that
shift
is the energy of this year? And that there is
yeah,
for you and I were kind of joking about 2019. And now that you brought this up, the way that I think about 2019 is that there was this first half of 19 and then the second half. And when I think about the two, they were in such contrast to each other. Right? I mean, there were weird,
yeah,
stuff, just weird. And it's
it was like, preparing us for this 2020. Preparing, no kidding.
Exactly. But this is it. I really want to see how to talk about this, because I think about 19 and everybody stepped out with the biggest of intentions. I mean, look, we stepped out ready to redesign everything, hired programmers, only to find out 6 months into the year, we find out they didn't know how to do the work. Now, the good news is we got rid of them and our current programmer happened to be freed up. But this, I've heard stories like this over and over and over and over again. I mean, even bizarre things like weddings that were planned that didn't happen for some, like bizarre things like, oh my God, we booked the wedding for the wrong date. Like, who does that?
Well, here's another perspective that I noticed was happening to me, because I mean, I've been doing it too. It's been just, okay, you can feel with my own business and things that I do for people, I felt like it feels like it needs big change. I'm really feeling like I don't know what it's going to be. I'm trying to be open to whatever it is. In 2019, when you were feeling like, wait, we booked the wrong date or this happened and that happened, here's the thing, and it'll sound humorous too, but I think it'll make sense. When you're going back and forth between the dimensions, it almost became a joke around here for us. I'm thinking, where did I put that? Wait, what dimension was I in when I put it down somewhere? No kidding. I have to go back to the other one, then I can find it. I know. That sounds like it. What?
That's it, though.
If you watch movies that kind of show that they're time traveling, then it makes sense. I'm not talking about time traveling literally, but dimensional traveling, you're seeing the world completely different from the different dimension. So if you go down into 3D and you make a decision, now you're up in 5D. That didn't make any sense. Why did it happen like that? It won't make any sense.
I know. What did you think? Let's talk about this when we come back from break. I want to talk with you about this notion of real live emotional and physical signs that people are sensing, you know, things that are showing up that sometimes don't seem real. And I'm not just talking about physical illness. I'm talking about opportunities that show up for people out of nowhere, right? But the flip side of that is discouragements that show up. It's been such an interesting contrast. And the question for you when we come back is, you know, what is it going to take for us to step through the portal we need to step through for 2020? Because it's not just a year. It's the beginning of a decade. And I remember 2010. I mean, that's the year that Transformation Talk Radio was born. And born in the strangest of situations. It wasn't anything I planned. So I'm curious about what happens when we have a moment where we get to experience the really, I call it the robust energies that will last us a decade. What happens when we do that now? Dr. Jen Royster's in the house. When we come back, we're going to talk about 5D living every day. In every way. We'll be right back.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Dr. Jen Royster is in the house. It's so great to have her on the show. And as I said before, you're going to hear lots more about our celebration for the Transformation Network. It is our 10th year. Transformation Talk Radio was the pivotal channel. Since that time, we have launched Transformation Talk Radio. We've also launched our Conscious Business Challenge channel. We have also launched, you know, our women's channel. And this year we're going to go from those channels to 10 channels, thanks to Merit. But part of this is driven by the things that you as listeners have asked for. The mechanism to get from where we were to where we are isn't driven by that. It's literally driven by a vision that was birthed years ago. And that's what we're talking about. Dr. Jen Royster is in the house. Before we go on, let's make sure folks have your website and how to listen to your show, because I want to talk to you about this one thing.
Okay. We are on Transformation Talk Radio Network. As we were talking about.
We were
earlier.
Just talking about that.
Yeah. I'm every Thursday live at 11 a.m. Eastern. That's 8 a.m. on the Pacific. I also have fired up my YouTube channel. So that's, you know, people seem to be pulling in over there. But I also have all the information on my website, jenroyster.com, if you want to go check out other things that I'm doing. And but that's how we do it. I mean, everything's always archived. I've been here for a long time, and it's just naturally evolving, as like you were talking about, TTR's evolving. I think we're all evolving. Yeah. And not being afraid to test the waters in different places.
Yeah.
And you were saying earlier, and I don't want to forget this, sorry.
Yeah.
5D, you're not afraid to test the waters. There's no fear in trying something. You don't feel like there's a failure if it didn't work. You just, okay, let's try something else. And it's not destroying your world. Where if you're focusing in a 3D mindset, you might have a little bit more nervousness about, well, what if I do it wrong? What if I do it wrong? What if it's not the right choice? 5D doesn't have that. So personally, I think it's a lot easier to be successful in 5D. So I'm going that way as much as I can. Anyway,
And
I wanted
think
to
it's
say
important.
That before I forgot.
But let's just stay with that for a minute, because here is the discovery that Jessica and I had as we're looking back in time.
Okay.
When I sat there in, had to be September of 09, and I was at the worst place in my life. I had a 14-year relationship that abruptly ended, and I was the only one that was not aware that the things were going sour, right? That you're always like the last to know. And it was very abrupt. And I found myself, from a health perspective, I knew I was on the mend, but I wasn't there yet. You know how you get worse sometimes before you get better, especially if you decide to take the natural path, right?
Yeah. But you will feel it more. You don't avoid it when you're taking a natural path.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'll tell you, it is the way to go, because it gives you sustaining healing, but it is a journey that, when I think back about it, if I'd have known more about it, people have asked me, would I have taken that path? And the answer is yes. But here's the question. Here I sat and really lost Jen. And out of the blue, the same way that the show started, the whole wrong phone number thing, you know, the debacle of events, which I said yes to and spent like a lot of money on 13 weeks on an internet only network in 2003. Nobody does that. Who does that? Who spends like 10 grand on an internet station in 2003? Well, I did, and I never looked back. But let's talk about this energy we're moving into that 2019 set up for us. This is it.
It did. It did.
Here we are.
And what happened was, it brought up a lot of things that needed to be dealt with and move away.
That's it.
And if you were feeling the uncomfortable, it was bringing it to your attention. The perspective is, look at it like, okay, this is challenging. I don't really like feeling this. I'm feeling grief. I'm feeling loss. What's happening to my relationship? All of the above, because it's bringing it up to be dealt with. It's bringing it up for you to evaluate, because you have all the power to make the choices. It's not, and sometimes people felt like they were helpless and they couldn't help what was happening to them. And I understand unexpected events happen. They happen to all of us. But when we look at it going, okay, I feel this is uncomfortable, but moving forward, I want a different life. It's kind of choosing with that intention to go, you know what, we're going to look at this. So then you're detaching a little bit. One of the most powerful things for handling when you're going through these awakening symptoms and signs, which it upsets the apple cart of your life, when that's one of the signs, dealing with it. Because dealing with it the old way, it won't work anymore. It's not working, and it won't work because it's pushing us and nudging us. You don't belong here in this dimension anymore. You need to move on. It's time to go. It's time to pack your bags, find a new way to get around that rock that's in the way. Find a way. And it you know, we had to be flexible. We had to learn. You know what we were learning, and here's the thing. Look back over the whole year, everybody listening, and look back maybe even over the last 5 years. Give yourself some credit for how far you've come and how much you've learned about how strong you actually are. I know that I did that, and I wasn't giving myself credit. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing myself in a completely different way. That, yeah, I do matter, and I can contribute, and I can be part of something, and I can make a difference. I can help, but I can also heal and be a better version of who I am, being true to who I am. These are the things that I feel that all of us have really been felt like, okay, well, we're dealing with this whether we want to or not. When we resist it, it's a bumpier ride. So, and we don't want to go there and we're avoiding it. It feels very uncomfortable. It feels more intense. It feels like everything's just falling apart worse. But when we stop and we go, okay, you're really, this challenge is interesting. So what can I do? What can I learn from it? How can I approach it differently? Where can I grow and move beyond it? What do I need to let go of and release? These are all the things that I feel like all of us have been dealing with on our individual basis, so we can come together as a community in like-mindedness, which is going to be, and not everybody's going to be exactly the same, but we are going to be more open to the diversities within us, which brings the connection where it's more harmonious. So if that hasn't been an interesting battle in the last decade about right, wrong, yes, no, which side are you on, which side are you not on?
Well,
you know, I don't want to get into that, but
but part of it too, which I'm discovering, and you know, Jessica corrected me on this the other day. What I've discovered too is that, you know, not everybody plugs into the news, but we are so unplugged from world events. You know, a majority of the population is so unplugged from what's actually going on because it is less painful, right, to be unplugged and not know, even when get surprised, right? It's easy.
See, now that's a good example.
Yeah,
that's a good example of, you can be completely plugged in, know what's going on in 5D, and it's not where you have to avoid it because you can't handle it.
Exactly.
But 3D, it's too difficult. It's too painful, hard to handle. See, that's one of the symptoms. And so when you realize, okay, I'm not doing this very well, you're helping you and the world being connected, being a part of the solution. When we start working to raise our frequency up to a higher dimension, because now you're gonna be able to handle it better. And it's a work in progress. It's a different route for everybody. So I don't mean to interrupt you. I was more excited about what you were saying. Because,
no,
like, there's a good
you're
example.
Absolutely right. But here's the takeaway, Jen. Here's a takeaway. And this is my message for everybody out there that is wondering, how do I get myself out of the toilet right now? When that thing happened to me, there wasn't anything you could say to me that would make me feel better. I was feeling like, oh my gosh, divorce, that is not for the weak of heart. That is not. But that had to happen for me. You know, I would never have continued with the vision. So here's what happened, Jen. This is something I want to ask you about 5D.
Okay.
I can point to times in my life when I was at my worst point of discomfort. And every time that I reflect back, whether it was a six-year-old in boarding school whose mom committed suicide, whether it was homeless, whether it was in front of a judge trying to explain to the judge that my long hippie suede jacket with the fringes literally caught the police officer's gun and not me, right? Whether it was that or many other times in my life, or in 2009, just like 19, when it looked like everything was failing, the vision came. See, because what happened to me was, I was so cracked open, crust busted open, that the vision could get in. And in that moment, when I was trying to help my buddy Greg launch his network, and he wrote a bad check, and Chris DiPaolo calls me and says, "You're going to have to pay my mortgage for WBLQ because your buddy promised to do a network. You're going to have to do a network." And I said to Chris, "Of course I will." And I wrote a job post, Jen, in 5D on a freelancer type site. And I asked for a programmer that had expert broadcasting experience, that knew how to design a multi-level database that could build a network that had individual channels And each channel had to be launched within a 25-hour period. And every user would have access to the back end and the front end. And as the network grew, it would have to reach hundreds of outlets at a push of a button. And I wrote that ridiculously sounding job description. And 3 hours later, I get a reply from a guy, gentleman called Oliver from Germany. 3 hours. I hired him. And he built the infrastructure of this network. And there isn't anything like it in the broadcasting arena. There's not a broadcasting network in the world, Jen, that if you said to the network, I need a channel with at least 100 slots for hosts in 24 hours, I need it up and I need it running. That's what he built. But here's my question. It wasn't built from how smart I was or none of that. I was at the worst point in pain, which allowed for the most level of vulnerability that I could experience. I was cracked open.
That's it.
And that's the vision that came in. And I had no clue how it was going to be built.
But that's where the greatest changes happen. They've happened for myself. When you hit that dark night of the soul or that you just feel like you can't get in, you can't hit the bottom any harder. That's when you rise up like the phoenix. Because it has, and that's what we're feeling in January, okay? We're feeling, oh, the other is just going apart. It's falling away. It's burning away. Whatever it is, nothing toward Australia with that. My prayers have been going out to them for that. But I am wanting everybody to know that if you feel like everything is just, it's slipping through your fingers, do you really need to keep holding on to it? Because if we don't allow the things that need to fall away, the things that need to come in, like Dr. Pat was talking about with her experience, how can they come in if you're so busy and your life is so full with all of the same stuff and all of the same things that are taking up all of your time? You'll never see it. You would never, you would never notice it. You wouldn't catch it.
No.
So, yeah, you can see 5D, believe it or not. You can see the new horizon when it breaks down what was all cluttered up in your life and in the way. And sometimes it comes in as an intense, painful challenge that's a loss, and we're grieving something that leaves. It's very natural to grieve something that's been there, and then it's not going to be there anymore. And then find out later, which I think you can attest to, how much better, and you get now, you get it now, you get why it all had to happen. So what is happening with the world now is there's everybody on an individual basis and then on a bigger scale is there's just a lot more change coming in a lot faster. It's been gradually accelerating and it's just a big pivotal time. Focusing this month on being clear about, well, okay, you're setting the pace for the next decade, you're setting pace for this year on where you want to go with it, on how you read and listen and pay attention to the ups and downs and the dark and the stuff that comes up too, because believe it or not, some of our greatest growth can come from it. We don't always have to be school of hard knocks, but when they come, we can grow through it. Everybody has that opportunity. So that is, it's not easy. I'm not saying, oh, just think different and it's going to be great. You know, we're trying to condense this quickly in a matter of minutes. But yes, it's a process. And it's a process you want to be willing to take and do for yourself and then do for everybody involved in your life.
Yeah. This is why we're talking about this today. Because when we look at it in this way, when we start to think about our lives and what we do, when we're ready to throw in the towel and give up, we have to help folks as we move forward to really allow for that message that maybe the scenario of whatever that is that causes us so much pain had to happen to get in. Because part of stepping into 5D is being awake And awake is not enough. You have to be awake. You have to be aware. And you have to be active in the energy of this. And I think that's what we're talking about. The difference, though, is if I'm hearing you correctly, is one is a very heavy, hard energy. We're rolling the boulder uphill. The other one's like, yeah, Pat, it's a network. It's going to look like this. Don't worry about how it's going to get built. And that's
a good example. Often, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Like, for example, in 3D, it's like you're seeing all the things like, oh, gosh, that's a big task. It just feels bigger than it is. Like you said, pushing it uphill. 5D, we're not letting the stresses of all these. You're not as afraid to go out of your comfort zone. The Jupiter planet, by the way, has been very expansive and putting some energy into this too for the last several months. And that one is really a gift because it helps you expand beyond your comfort zone. You're reaching further. Like, I wonder if I could shoot a little bit higher. And, you know, you did that. You did that. And when you're in 5D, those things that used to just upset you, stress you, you'd fret, you'd worry, is it going to turn out okay? Was it the right decision? You're just not as stressed or taking all of your energy and putting it on that. That's lower frequency. You're putting your energy into, well, let's just try this. Let's just start creating this. Let's start building this. And now you have all this energy that you were using to worry about something or to be concerned about it being a right decision. Now you have all this energy now in 5D to make it happen. And then, oh, okay, let's tweak that. We could change that and it would be more improved or more organized or more structured. And being willing to make adjustments as you see it going along the way. It's the learning curve of something brand new.
Yeah.
And we're all feeling it. I mean, yeah. When you were talking about your tough time in 09,
yeah,
that's painful. But what a learning curve. And you embraced your learning curve and you went with it. And now you're where you are today because you had, well, you know, when you have things like that happen, it's like you feel forced to accept it. That yeah. doesn't make it easier, sometimes harder.
It doesn't.
Because it's painful. I'm not taking away from it being painful. Remember, in 3D, we feel it. It's very difficult. 5D is a lot easier to handle these kinds of things because we are at a consciousness level where we can see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You see the bigger picture.
Yeah. Look at this has been, this is a powerful message today because I think for me, what I want to share with everybody listening is if you had a rough time in 2019, if you're thinking maybe it's really difficult to see the optimism in 2020, two things I really want to say. One is that there really is a rainbow on the other side of the storm. And I just, like you said, I think we have to hold the space for people to rise up to that. Hold the faith for people where they don't have any. Hold the hope for people
right.
that have lost it. But more importantly, keep inspiring like you do, Dr. Jen, with providing teachings and messaging so that people can literally take their lives back. And I want to thank you for doing that.
Well, I want to thank you too for just the whole platform because look at what we can do. And people can tune in to TTR Network. I'm messing with you.
That's good. That's good.
And then they can just listen to one after the other. They can just keep, you know, just have all these wonderful hosts that can do and share from different perspectives and angles. And you can pick what works for you. Some will, some won't. I know that. I'm not here. I'm when you feel like you've changed the life of one person and you've lifted that hope in them, which is what the passion is that drives me for doing what I do with my yep. show. You got that one person that has changed and is like, you know what? I think, you know, this is just giving me that hope that I can get through this.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, every once in a while, you're going to get a letter and you get a letter from a listener like Susie Hutchins, and you go back and you find it and you reread it. and you remember why you decided to show up. Dr. Jen Royster, we're going to take a shorty.
Thank
everybody.
You.
We'll be right back.
I tried to swim again.